With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes there are stories that come to your attention that really pull at your heart in a way that is uncommon. Before I get into this story, I want to play the news clip that was done by a dear friend from Channel 2 Action News, Taisha Fernandez.
Police trying to determine a motive in the drive-by shooting death of a three-year-old boy. It happened Sunday night while he was riding in the backseat of his mother's car. Channel 2's Taisha Fernandez live on Boulder Crest Road in DeKalb County. Taisha, family and friends have gathered right now for a really emotional vigil.
Justin, these family members and friends here behind me gathered here about 20 minutes ago. They just released some balloons. They've been chanting the victim's name. They've got posters. They are just now lighting some candles. When I was talking to the family earlier, they said that this has to be a case of mistaken identity.
He just turned three Friday. He is a sweet baby.
This is a photo of Taraji Diggs. He celebrated his third birthday Friday. 2 days later, police say he was riding in the back of this black SUV. His mother was driving. Someone pulled up to the side of her vehicle on Boulder Crest Road and Eastland Road in DeKalb County and opened fire.
My baby was sitting up sleeping in the backseat. And I saw a car come past. I saw a paintball gun, but then I heard a real gun.
She said the shooter was in a gray Dodge Charger with paper tags, but she didn't recognize him.
I didn't know my baby was shot. I'm thinking he just woke up. The gunshot scared him.
The toddler died at the hospital. His mother, still in shock, came back to the scene Monday morning with her friends and loved ones looking for answers.
Please tell me who did this to my baby. I want justice for my baby. My baby deserves this. Please help me.
One of the family members is talking in the middle of this crowd here, and I saw the mother. She seemed like she was just as upset right now as she was earlier today. Police have not made any arrests in this case, and they're still trying to figure out if this was a random shooting or if this family was targeted. We're live in DeKalb County. Taisha Fernandez, Channel 2 Action News.
Okay. That's tough to listen to. In the studio, I have Taisha Fernandez, who gave us that story. Taisha, thank you for being here with me.
Thank you for having me.
I also have in the studio Rashonda Craig, the mother of Taraji Diggs. How are you?
I'm okay.
And your friend Diamond Wyatt is here for moral support. Diamond, how are you?
I'm just trying to be strong for her.
Yeah. I'm very sorry this happened. Taisha sent me a text message yesterday. And Taisha sent a text message saying, Rashad, can you be part of this fundraiser? Can you help me with this fundraiser? And I called Taisha back. And Taisha does this all the time. That's what I love about this sister, is that she will do a story. And even though the story is done, she will try to help beyond the story, beyond the life shelf of the story. She's done this many, many times, and you've heard her on my program doing this same thing, and I love that about this woman. So, Taisha, you were doing a fundraiser, but before that, update us on the story. What happened?
Well, first, I'm just really trying not to cry here. I remember the day I did this story last year, and we heard about what happened. We went back to the scene the next morning just to get video of where it happened. And I don't think it was anybody else but God, but Rashonda pulled back up to the scene. Now, I felt like we were violating her because she obviously came back there to grieve. As soon as she got there, she got out of the car. She got on her knees and she was just screaming. And her friends were there for supporting her. And you know, people are looking at me like, why are you here? And I just really thank her friends for not going off on me because we had the camera and, you know, we were there first, but she was in a really weak state. And the last thing I wanted to do was to make her feel like I was trying to capitalize on her emotions. Mm-hmm. So we stayed back. And then I caught one of her friend's eyes and I just said, hey, I just want to let you know, we're just here to help. I don't want you all to feel, you know, like we're barging in. And so she was like, it's fine, it's fine. And then after Rashonda cried a little bit, she came over and she was so nice. And I do a lot of tragic stories, but not every story gets me to the core. This one got me to the core. And so she and I have been in touch this entire year that this has happened. I've tried to give her any little help that I can give her. I promised her that I was going to try to do a fundraiser to help her because she's just had a really tough time working. As you can imagine, I lost my mom for medical reasons. I can't imagine losing a child so violently. And all she was doing was driving down the street. And so it's really not that much for me to do. I have the resources. I have the attention of people. I have friends who own gyms, who donate space. I have a talent that I do. So I just said, look, I'm going to teach Zumba. And I'm going to try to get all my people together and help this woman just get above water a little bit with her mental health. And so Rashad, of course, like, oh, Rashad, I just appreciate you so much. And I just love you so much. And I adore you so much for always answering my call when I'm just trying to help people. And I honestly just feel like God put me in this position, gave me this job so that I could do stuff like this. And yes. It really like keeps me up at night when I know I can help and I don't help. So that's just kind of where it came from. So the update on the story is the teenager. Oh, so let me just correct something real quick. So the story, now remember that story you just heard, that was the day after. So police even weren't sure what happened. What happened was Rashonda was driving down the street. The car in front of her had shot a paintball gun at some guys standing at a gas station. One of the teenagers at the gas station grabbed a real gun, shot it back at the car that shot the paintball gun, missed that car. Rashonda was behind that car, and that one single shot that that kid fired hit her son in the chest, and he died. And, I mean, I just can't think of anything else worse than that. You know, we'll all have to wait to see the reasons when we go to heaven or wherever we go. But I just know that while I'm here on earth and I'm breathing and I have resources, I have to help people like Rashonda. And he has not gone to trial yet. And I'm going to try to keep this censored. He and his family are just very unpleasant people. Yes. And they have been tormenting this woman. We're not really going to get into a whole lot of that because that's not what today is about. But she has just dealt with a lot of death even after her son's death and a lot of tragedy in her family. And anything we can do to uplift this woman, I just want to do it.
Rashonda Craig, tell me about your son.
He was my life. Right, that was my only child. He was very, like, mature for his age. Since I lost my baby, I've been speaking to, like, people who's very spiritual. Mm-hmm. And they've told me a lot and, like, helped me understand death and life a little better. I was told that my baby had a past life, like he had been here before. And I believe it because he act like a grown man, like... He always dancing. He was always happy. He was very spoiled. The day my son was shot, we had just finished celebrating Easter. And my baby fell asleep in the car. He was sleeping in his car seat. And I was on the way to my mom's house, like 3 minutes away. And... When I heard the gunshot, I didn't even notice that my baby was shot right away, like, because it was dark outside. So I had to, like, turn the light on and turn around. My baby was just flipping in the back seat, and he was just crying. But it was, like, a normal cry. It wasn't like he was in pain or nothing. So, like, I pulled over to the side, and I just started screaming. Like, I didn't know what to do. So, like, I started calling the police, but I started getting, like, panicking because it took, like, a long time to answer the phone. So, like, I pulled over near a church, the same church I met Taisha at. And I opened the door, the front door, the driver's door, and I got out and I ran around to, like, behind the pastor's seat where my son was sitting. And, like, I tried to just lay him down on the seat. But I was panicking because I saw, like, the bullet in his right side of his chest.
Wow.
And I saw, like, the blood just coming down. So I just start, like, trying to lay him down. And I was just screaming for help. And I saw these guys, one of the guys, he came to the funeral. They was, like, in an Uber. And they pulled over to help me. And I also saw a car with girls in it. And when the girls pulled over, one of the girls ended up being an old friend that I knew. We're still friends. And her name is Amber. She's in, like, medical field. And she pulled over. And she just started, like, helping me. She was trying to, well, really, when I ran to the street and I was screaming for help, my baby, he was so spoiled. I feel like he was more worried about me than him being shot because he heard me screaming. And, like, he tried to get out the car, and you could see, like, his blood smeared across the seat, and he fell into the street, and he was just crying in the street. And my friend Amber, she came, and she was, like, putting pressure on his chest, and she just told me to come and talk to him and try to calm down for him. So I calmed down, and I just started kissing him and just telling him I love him, and I was just begging him, like, please don't leave me.
Yeah.
But he passed away at the hospital.
I mean, words can't express, right? I mean, I have no idea what you're going through.
That's exactly why I needed to help this woman.
Right. So we're going to go to a break. And on the other side, we're going to talk about how this has impacted you. And we will also help you. Okay. You got a lot of people out there listening right now who are supporters of you. They love you. They have never met you. They love your son. They have never met your son. And they are going to show up for you in a mighty way. We got more on the other side. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I have in the studio Rashonda Craig, the mother of a three-year-old who was shot and killed by one single bullet. Mm-hmm. One single bullet. She had nothing to do with it. She was simply driving, and her child was in the back seat. The individual, the young person who did the killing, is in jail,
mm-hmm.
awaiting trial. I have my dear sister, Taisha Fernandez, who broke this story from Channel 2 Action News, brought this to us. Also, Diamond Wyatt is here, her best friend. She's here for moral support. This is a difficult story to tell, but we're telling this because it's important. And Rashonda, we want you to know that there's an entire community who supports you. You are very young. You're 27 years of age.
Yeah.
You're 27. How has this impacted you?
It's like a lot.
Yeah.
Like mentally, emotionally, like I don't feel like I'm myself anymore. Like, some days I don't have strength to get up, do my hair. Mm-hmm. Some days I just want to cry. Sometimes I feel like I'm being too strong. It's been hard.
You had some other things happen.
Yeah, I lost my brother. It didn't end after losing my baby. I lost my brother in a car accident. He went out the window all the way in Tennessee, and my dad was driving. Well, they said he was driving, and he's been charged for my brother's death.
Wow.
Vehicular homicide, and he just went to court on the 26th, and they're trying to give him, like, over 25 years.
Man.
And it's just been hard. Like, I just have to try to pick myself back up.
Yeah. I said this to you before you came on the show, that God does not place more on you than what you can bear.
Yeah.
And God knows that you are an amazingly strong individual. You are strong enough to bear all of this. I know it's painful. And I can't imagine. I can't imagine the pain you're going through. But I know you're strong. I know you're strong. When Taisha called me yesterday, and I said, let's try to figure this out because I want to help this sister. You're in transition right now.
Yes.
You have to be out of your place in a few days.
By the 30th.
What's the work situation like?
I've been on like a job for like 4 days now, cleaning.
Okay. So here's what we want to do. Let's first of all give the listeners an opportunity to bless you. There's a GoFundMe account set up. And listeners, because you guys are already inboxing me and hitting me up on Twitter and Facebook. Rashonda, give out the GoFundMe page because people can go to GoFundMe.com right now.
Yes.
And type in what?
Taraji Mom, T-R-H-I-G-I-M-O-M.
Taraji Mom, T-R-H-I-G-I. So you can go to GoFundMe.com, click the search bar, and type in T-R-H-I-G-I, Mom.
Yes.
And it will come up. Right now, the last time I checked, that there's $120. We want to get that well over 1,000. We would love to get it at 2,000 or 3,000. But right now, you can go to GoFundMe.com and type in the search T-R-H-I-G-I, Mom. All right, Taraji Mom. T-R-H-I-G-I, Mom. You can do that right now. I called some of my friends yesterday and this morning. So let me tell you one friend I called. I called Butch Anthony, who's the founder and CEO of This Is It Restaurant, Barbecue and Seafood. So they are contributing $500 directly to you to help you with any expense, any financial issues you may have. And Butch said he wants to see you in his office on Monday of next week.
Okay.
To see if there's something you would like to do as a job for This Is It Corporation, okay?
Okay.
I also called my friend Pinky Cole at the Slutty Vegan. Have you heard of the Slutty Vegan?
No.
It's a vegan restaurant. They do these hamburgers that are all vegan-based, very popular. Pinky Cole is going to put $1,500 in your hands today. She doesn't want to go through GoFundMe. She wants to put it in your hands. She has $1,500 she wants to give to you to help with any expenses that you may have, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. I just can't hold it in anymore.
Thank you.
That's God. That's God. I'm not stopping there. You shared with me that one of the firms, they looked at this case and they basically dropped it.
Yeah.
I have another law firm who's willing to take another look at your case and to take your case now.
Okay.
Okay? It's Robert James, former district attorney of DeKalb County.
Okay.
Okay? All right? We got more on the other side. It's 30 minutes after the hour. We got callers. They want to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
All right? You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Rashonda Craig, the mother of Taraji, who had a fatal encounter with a bullet that wasn't meant for him. Rashonda is being strong and courageous, even though she is going through obstacles that we could only imagine. We cannot comprehend the pain that this woman has endured and the strength that she currently has. Rashonda is only 27 years of age. This was her only child. Also in the studio, the woman who brought us this story, Taisha Fernandez from Channel 2, and Diamond Wyatt, best friend of Rashonda. She's here for moral support. How do you feel about the community stepping up? Right now, it's at $635 on the GoFundMe. We have Slutty Vegan at $1,500. We have This Is It at $500 with also a connection for gainful employment. And people are going to continue to give. How does that feel?
It feels good.
Yeah.
I feel good just knowing people care.
That's right.
It's nice to see her smile right now.
Yeah, it is. Here's what I want you to do, Rashonda. I want you to always remember this moment. I want you to always remember that you have all of these people who are loving on you, because you're part of a larger community. Never forget this moment. Never forget the love that you feel right now. Because when those moments get difficult for you, I want you to come back and center yourself. Remember the great memories you had with your son. Remember how happy you was. Remember the great memories of people who came and supported you. And we'll continue to do that. If you want to make a contribution, you can do that now. Go to the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com. Type in the search, T-R-H-I-G-I. T-R-H-I-G-I, mom, Taraji mom, in the search. Go to GoFundMe.com. All right. Lord Coker, thank you. Hearst, thank you. Johanna, Tiffany, Angel, Joanie, Ness, Derek, thank you for making these contributions. Many, many others. Anthony, Kenneth, Tony, Lisa, Morris, thank you guys. Gary, appreciate you so much. You can go right now. Let's go ahead and get that over 1,000 quickly. Let's go ahead and get that over 1,000. I need a few people to give 1 or 200 ASAP, okay? Go to GoFundMe.com and type in the search, T-R-H-I-G-I, mom. Go ahead and do that for me and bless this young mother. We have calls. We have calls. Let's go to Betty Maddox. Betty, Miss Betty, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
First of all, my condolences to Mrs. Craig and her family and to Ms. Fernandez. Thank you for all that you do to bring awareness to this. From one mother to another, I'd like to challenge the other mothers who have lost children. You are absolutely correct, Rashad. Nobody knows the hurt that these parents are feeling. When this young man or young man go to court, I'd like to challenge the mothers to be there, because we're going to have to support each other. In a court case, the judges look at the support of the family, the district attorneys, the ADAs, or whoever's there. So we need to support this mother. Whoever Yes. committed this crime needs to be accountable for their actions. And we need to send a clear message that this is unacceptable and it will not be tolerated, and think that we as mothers going to allow the system or the community to take our children and we not do anything. Thank you so much, and may God bless you. I'd like to also donate $100 on behalf of grieving relatives in every violent event. And please give her my cell number, Rashad, so that I may be in touch with her as soon as I get back in town.
I will do that.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
so
ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Betty, for all you continue to do. I will make sure they get your cell number today, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you as well.
This could have been any of us.
Yes.
This could have been any of
That's
us.
Right.
So she is absolutely right. That person needs to pay.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Joel Edwards in DeKalb. Joel?
Yes, Rashad.
Yes.
This is Joel Edwards with Restore DeKalb. And I wanted to get on radio to talk about a different subject, but to the subject you're talking about.
Hi, Joel.
I lost a son February the 10th of last year.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
He was the kid that got shot over on Memorial Drive, you probably heard of it, and Boulevard, trying to change the tire. And they are still investigating this case. And we are so hurt behind this and hurt by all these kids that are getting killed and these kids that are causing these random shootings and carjacking and things. Something has to happen, Rashad. We went before the Minister Alliance in DeKalb County to get them on board, to talk to these politicians, to push the issue. And they haven't. They haven't pushed the issue. So who are we going to turn to? Who are we going to turn to, Rashad? Our kids are going to still be getting killed out here. with no resolution as to how to stop it.
And Joel, I would say this, we got to turn to ourselves, brother. We have to turn to ourselves. I do not put my leadership stance in any other man or woman other than me. I appreciate your call and thank you for sharing with us. Let's go to Omega in Atlanta. Omega, good day. Welcome.
Hey, kind of caught me really off guard with that one, with your story, and like I say, repeating the condolences. Well, yeah. Real quickly, I'm 54, and back in the day, for things like this, when we was trying to get a, you know, basically a communal effort to get money up, we would do things like DJ Bell. Now, if you could provide a place and a space, I have 25,000 watts of sound. We can get people together. I call a few of my DJ buddies, have everybody come out, provide the sound, and then they make their donations on the location. All you got to do is just call the place, and if we can plug in and we can play to get people to show up as a community, and what then to repeat what the brother just said, in these forums, we can bring these things up and the self-leadership element come out, that we can look at people who are not doing what they're supposed to do and call them to account.
Let's do this, brother. I'm coming to a hard break. I'm going to put you on hold so you can give your information to my producer, and I'm going to share that information with Rashonda, okay?
All right.
Thank you, brother. Hold on for me. And there's another way that people can help as well, is your Zumba class.
Yes. So I am a Zumba teacher in my other life when I'm not reporting stories. And so I got my friend at Pack Fitness to donate his gym tomorrow evening. It's on Fulton Industrial Boulevard. It's 4826 Fulton Industrial Boulevard. Come after work. It's going to start at 7, but you can trickle in any time. It's going to go till about 10 or whenever people stop coming. I'm going to be teaching a class. We're going to have fun. We're going to dance. It's going to be fitness. There'll be water provided and other snacks. And we're all just going to really uplift this woman. She's going to be there. I really want to show her support in money, but I also want to show her support in numbers. So just, even if you have nothing to give, just come. Hang out with us, 7 to 10 p.m., 4826 Fulton Industrial Boulevard. It's 30336.
4826 Fulton Industrial Boulevard, tomorrow at?
7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. We are well over $1,000. Continue to make those contributions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, WAOK. And Rashonda, we're here. I'm going to make sure you get a few more phone numbers before you leave the studio. But thank you for your courage.
Thank you.
Anything you want to share with the listeners before we go?
I just want to say thank you.
She was nervous before she got here.
Yeah, she got a smile on her face.
She is grinning. I just love this woman. And thank you, everybody, for every penny you donated.
Thank you. Okay. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Ladies and gentlemen, I just got to say thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone who said a prayer, made a contribution, and many of you did both. We are well on our way to $2,000 raised. Wow. Thank you so much. And I could not do what I do without you, the listener. Right now, there are 70 shares on Facebook. So you guys are not only making contributions, you all are sharing the Facebook link. So I'm looking at this. It says 70 shares on Facebook. Over 40 people have contributed. I just want to say thank you. Joanne says, I'm sorry for your loss. My heart is breaking for you. I pray for peace and strength. I love you, my sister. Ness says, I care. Lisa says, my heart hurts for this young woman. You can still make a contribution right now. Just go to GoFundMe.com, click the search link and type in T-R-H-I-G-I mom, T-R-H-I-G-I mom. All right. Go ahead and make that contribution. Pinky Cold, the founder and CEO of Slutty Vegan, she is currently making her contribution as we speak. This is It Barbecue and Restaurant. They're going to make a contribution today as well, and also provide an opportunity for her to sit down with management and talk about employment. God is good. You see, we do these shows, and I think sometimes we get caught up in politics and social narratives.
and other people's perspective of the world. And that's fine and that's good to talk about. And sometimes I get angry on this program because I'm human. But every day I bring you exactly who I am. I bring that to you every single day. But it's stories like this. If I couldn't do things like this, Taisha called me last night. And I knew because of the platform that exists at WAOK, I could suspend everything else and do exactly what we have done. And if I didn't have that freedom, I wouldn't be here. And you know, it's really you, those who listen to this program, you've made this show a very popular show. It's because of you I have the ability to freely move like that. You go to a whole lot of other shows, other radio stations, you got to get approval through four or five people, not even in the state of Georgia, before you do a show like this. But not on WAOK. Not with the audience that we have, not with the support that we have. I just want to say thank you again to every listener, to every advocate, to everybody who decided to take a moment and help this dear, young, 27-year-old mother. I cannot imagine driving down the street and having my baby in the backseat and a bullet killing my child. And all I'm doing is driving down the street. That's it. I couldn't imagine that. And then after that, to have the loss of your brother, your dad being blamed for the death. I mean, my God. Rashonda is in transition right now. And so this will help her with that transition. Just imagine going through all of this and trying to hold on to a job, hold on to a home, hold on to your sanity. I couldn't imagine that. You can make a contribution and help. Once again, go to GoFundMe.com, GoFundMe.com. Click the search bar, type in T-R-H-I-G-I. T-R-H-I-G-I. Right now, we're at $1,920. We have a goal of $5,000. Let's go ahead and make that north of $2,000 quickly. Let's go ahead and make that north of $2,000. Go to GoFundMe.com, type in T-R-H-I-G-I in the search bar, Taraji Mom, T-R-H-I-G-I Mom. Type that in, and it will appear immediately. Just want to continue to say thank you to everyone who is contributing, everyone who is praying. Thank you, Hank from Norcross, $100. Thank you, Hank. Mark Jones, $100. Lucy, $25. Sharon, $25. My big homie, Rick Ross, man. Thank you, brother. $50. Rob, thank you. Kyra, thank you. Charlene, thank you. We have a few anonymous contributors. Rashana, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have so many names here. I probably cannot name them all, but God is going to bless you. Bottom line, God is going to bless you because you are a blessing to somebody else. All right. We got more show on the other side, 404-892-2703. I need to reset for a moment, y'all. So I'm going to break early. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.